five things you need to know today before the markets open with voxmarkets.co.uk.
It's Monday, the 23rd of January, 2023. At five, the chairman of AstraZeneca has said that investment in technology can help the NHS cut costs. Leif Johansson said more spending on areas such as artificial intelligence and screening could prevent illness and stop people going to hospital. At four, Asda could be merged with the petrol forecourts business EG Group, and a plan's been explored by the owners of both companies, The Times has reported. The combination would create a retail giant worth between £11 and £13 billion, which would also have more than 581 supermarkets, 700 petrol forecourts, and 100 convenience stores in Britain. At three, the government is expected to announce hundreds of millions of pounds of support to help Britain's two biggest steelmakers go green. The funding for British Steel and Tata Steel UK is likely to be unveiled by the Chancellor, Jeremy Hunt, this week. The companies are expected to receive around £300 million of grants to help pay for a switch away from coal-fired blast furnaces and help with energy costs. At two, energy firms are to be investigated by the industry regulator following a sharp rise in the number of households being forced onto prepayment meters. The regulator Ofgem is also warning firms it will take legal action if they are not taking proper due care of vulnerable households. And at one, a scheme that offers discounts on bills for households who cut peak time electricity use will be triggered today as the UK's cold snap continues. National Grid said the scheme, which is part of its efforts to avoid blackouts and has only been used so far in tests, would run between 5pm and 6pm. For more details on any of these stories, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
Five things you need to know today before the markets open with voxmarkets.co.uk.